died, so kulu p'turim. The Chum say the person there's no nobody's chayiv misa, because the pasuk says sheyake. Rashi says the binyan sheyake kol nefesh adam, kol hanefesh v'yankan makol kol hanefesh. There's no one person that killed them completely, so therefore they're potter from misa. However, Rabbi Yudim and Beseir Oimer bezeh achazeh, if it happened one after another, ha'achron chayiv, the last one is chayiv misa. Mifnei shekiruv misosai, because the last clap made the person die a second or a minute earlier than he would have died without it. So therefore, you are mekarev, you made the misa come faster, for that yechayiv misa. That's called a maisa. Misa, yechayiv misa for that. So now a case also, the person that came with the sword and caught the kid with the sword, he was mekarev misosai, therefore he would be chayiv misa according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. According to the Rabbonim, they were both bipotah. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be about, again, somebody throws the kid off a roof, but the boss shore of a kid with a kind of, or shore comes now and catches the kid in his horns. In other words, the shore kills the person. So what's going to be the halacha? The Gemara says, Tzulta to Rabbi Shmuel b'nai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah for Rabbonin. This will be told to Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah and the Rabbonin. The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, "V'no san pidyei nafshoi." In the case when your shor kills somebody, so the Baal HaShor has to pay kofer. Now the question is here: even according to Rabbi Yehuda, does the Baal HaShor have to pay kofer or not? So the Gemara says that depends, because the Tanakh, the Chacham say, "Demei nizik." What does it mean, pidyei nafshoi? What do you have to pay kofer? Kofer is the value of the nizik. So in this case over here, true, the nizik, in this case, then it'll be potter, because there's no domain nizik. The kid has no value to him, since the kid was thrown off a roof, he was going to die anyway. Therefore, the nizik has no value, there'll be no chiv to pay kofer. However, Rabbi Yishmael, Benoy, Rabbi Yechon, and Ruko Aymer, domain mazik, no, whenever Yeshor kills somebody, what's called kofer, the Baal HaShor has to pay his value. It's like a kapara for himself. So his value, you have a value. Therefore, even in this case, where somebody else threw a kid off the roof, so that kid was going to die. Now, if your shor came and killed him with his horns, so the Baal HaShor would have to pay kofer according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah. Because there is a demei mazik here, you need a kapara, because your shor killed him. The Yoma Rav and Rabbi says, what's going to be, north of Maroi Shagag, if a man fell off a roof, a man was on top of a roof, and he fell off a roof with a ruach mitzuyah. In other words, his korov lemeza, he should have realized that maybe he was going to fall off, and there was a regular wind that came and blew him off, and he fell down. V'nitka b'isha, and there was an isha lying on the floor, and he landed straight into the isha. So what's the halacha? Chayiv v'dalad vorm. If he did damage to her, he gave a tsar, boisha, shevis, he has to pay for the dalad vorm. But since it's a ruach mitzuyah that threw him off, he should have realized that's going to happen. That's called Karav Lamezit. But Uvi Yevim Toilakona, even on the tzad that she was your Yevama, and the Kenyan Bia of Yibum does not need Das, however here it's not called like a Maisa Bia, therefore you're not Kona, you're Yevama. Because a Maisa Bia means you have Kavana to go into her. Just you don't have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah. But here we didn't have that much, you're not Kona. Like Rashi says, Loi Kona, Afa Pishishnino Haboy Yivindin, the Gemara says, Naboy Yivimtoi. Bein Beshoigah, Bein Mezit Kona, if you live with a Yivam, even Beshoigah, you Kona, Hani Milihechad in his Kavan, the Bias Isha. Acheris, when you had Kavana to live with another Isha. And it came out of with she, I was there, but over here, Loi Niskavan, the Shumbi, he had no intention to have beer at all together. Hilkach Loi Kona, therefore you're not Kona. Therefore, if Yimchaz of Yosor Echem Menachem, but Maimer Postalov, she's postal to you. So that's the Salach of Yenitka, the Isha, Yenat Kono, the Yavama. Le Kono, the Yavama. Now, Chaye Benezek, Bitsa, Berifu, Beshevis. He true, we say that Yechayev of Dal Dvorim, but only means in the Tsa, the pain you gave her, or the doctor bills, or the Shevis says you can't go to work now. Avo Boishes Loi. But the embarrassment that you gave her, that you still potter for. Because Boishas will soon see you have to have Kavana to do the Hezek. And here you didn't have intentions, even though it's Korov Lemezit here, that it's really your fault you shouldn't have been by the edge of the roof. Because you knew a Ruach Mitzvah could throw you off, but since you didn't have intentions to do the damage, you'd be potter from Boishas. The Tanan learned like this. You're not chayev to pay for an embarrassment you gave somebody until you had intentions to do damage. We'll soon see intentions of what. The Yom Rabbi says, what's going to be north of Marisha? Gag Bruach Shena Mitsuya. Let's say somebody was standing on top of his roof and he was watching himself and he only fell because an abnormal wind came, a Ruach Shena Mitsuya. So therefore he's not his fault. So the Hezekiah, they fell down and did damage. Ulbayish, and he embarrassed somebody. So chayiv ala nezik, for the damage that he caused, is chayiv, that's odim mu'ud yerlam. But a potter b'dal advarm, here is even potter on a dal advarm, on a nezik tsar, v'shevus is potter. Because here it's not called korv l'meitin, it's more like an oinus here. But beruach mitzuyah v'hezik, let's say he fell down with the ruach mitzuyah, normal wind threw him down, then v'hezik ulbayish, he did damage, and he gave somebody embarrassment. Chayiv b'dal advarim u'potter ala boishes. Again, he's chayiv on the dal advarim, but because it's called korv lemezit, he should have realized that a ruach shenem, a ruach mitzuyah can knock him off, and a ruach mitzuyah comes. But for boishes still is potter. But for him this hapich. Let's say when he's falling down, he saw somebody on the floor, so he turned a little bit to be able to fall on top of him to hurt him. So then we say chayiv ala boishes. He's also chayiv on boishes. Even though we didn't have kavana to make the busha, but to embarrass him, but as long as he had kavana to do damage to him, for that he's chayiv even for the busha. Tatani will learn like this. Mi mash mashinema, don't we understand from the pasuk that says, v'shilcha yoda, where again two men were fighting, and the wife of one man came to stop the fight, and she hit the other man. Any day don't I know Sherzika that she did damage to him, she hurt the other man. Matam lema v'chzika, what's the supposed to say v'chzika that she hit him? Lema comes to teach us that kivan sheniskaven lahazik, as long as she had intentions to hit him. Afafish leniskaven labayish, even though she did not have intentions to give him busha to embarrass him, still she's chayef for the busha. So you see, even though for the mazik of, for the payment of busha, you need kavono. But still, you don't need kavona to embarrass the person. It's enough if you have kavona to damage the person. So it comes up, there are three madregas by Yodam Amazik. Odom is mu'ud li'olam to pay for the nezik, for the damage, bein b'shoigim, bein b'yoinis. Now, if a dalad dvorim, which means for the tsar, for the shevis, and for the ripui, that yechayiv as long as it's korev l'mezit. Even though you did not have intentions to do the damage at all, you were just sitting on top of your roof, but it was negligent on your part to sit there if you knew a roof material could throw you off, so that's called korv lemezit that you have to pay for the nezek, tsar, and ripui. However, for boishes you still potter until you have kavona lahazik. Then even potter for the boishes. Then even chayib for the boishes. Then the Yoma Rabba says, if somebody puts a hot coal on somebody's heart, and the person dies, you should know potter. The person that put it is potter from Misa, is not chayiv Misa. Because it's a svara, since the person's alive, he's a bardas, he should have taken off the coal. What about the begodov? Let's say you put it on top of his clothing, the nisraf, and it burns the clothing, then chayiv. Then the one that put it there is chayiv, then we don't say the svara, he should have taken it off. Because the guy has a right to say, why should I take it off? You're mazik, you ruin my clothing, you'll have to pay me for it. That's why I'm not taking it off. But to kill yourself, that you have no right to leave it on, therefore you're at fault why you were killed, why you died. So Mar says, Amar Rav says, Tavayu Taninu, both of these cases we learned. Ali, boy, if somebody puts a coal on your heart, the Tanan we learned. Kovash Olav L'Teichor, if somebody is like holding somebody down in the fire, or else you're holding somebody down in the water. The person cannot get up because of you. He can't get out of the fire. He can't get out of the water. And the person dies. So then chayiv. Then lach is your chayiv misa. But what's going to be in the case of doch v'lotoychor? You throw him into the fire, or the toychamayim, or into the middle of the water. And the person by himself could get up really. And the person dies, he doesn't get up by himself. Then potter, your potter. You see a riot to Rabbah that even though you put him into the fire, but since he by himself could have gotten up and he did not get up, he's at fault, therefore your potter. Big day the Tanan, when we learn the loch about your begging about the clothing, the Tanan will learn like this. If somebody says, Koras Susi, like I tell you, go ahead and rip my clothing. Or else, Shavar Eskadi, go ahead and break my pitcher. Chayif, if the person does it, he's chayif, because I just meant to say you could do it, but avadi, you have to pay me. What about Amanas Lifter? If I tell you Amanas that I'm saying you're potter, then potter. But you see, in the first case, when I tell you to rip, but the pshat is you can rip it. I don't care. You know why? Because you're going to pay me. You see, it's such a svara that I don't care because you're going to pay me. So that was his svara before also. Somebody puts a coal on top of your clothing, even though you could take it off, but if you don't take it off, still the other person has to pay you. Because you have a right to say, like, why should I take it off? You're going to have to pay me anyway. Boy, you rabbi. Rabbi asked a question like this. What's going to be hiniach gacheles alev avdoi? If you put a hot coal on the heart of an eved, eved kinani ma, what's the locha? Kagufa domi, do we say he's a bar dasi, as dasi, it's kagufa that you're potter? Or you can remind the domi, maybe it's like your mom, it's like your shore, that if you put an animal, or you put a coal, or remind me on your clothing, that then we say you're chayif. Now, im tim tzlein, if you want to tell me kagufa domi, that an eved is considered like a goof, and you're potter, shore mahu, what's going to be the locha? Somebody puts a coal on top of the person's shore. So Hoda Poshti was postured like this. Avdoi ke gufoi, and ever has a locha like gufoi, but shore ke mamoinoi. His shore is like mamoinoi, that if you put it on top of your shore, then you're chayiv. Because like Rashi says, she'ein boi das le salka v'chayiv, a shore doesn't have his own das to take off the coal, therefore you're chayiv for doing it. Now, Shankin, if you put a coal on top of an Eved Kenani, then the locher is your potter, because he should have taken it off. He has this much das he has to take off the hot coal. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're up to the daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the third parak.
If somebody puts down like a small barrel in the Rishus Rabin, and somebody else comes and trips on it, and breaks it, the locher is potter, the second person is potter. The Gemara will explain the time. Let's say the second person, not only did he trip and break it, but he also hurt himself. So the locher is the Bal HaBayis Chayiv B'Niskoi, the Bal HaChovius. The owner of the chavius of this big barrel, he's chayiv b'niskay, because it's like his bor b'shus rabin that he's chayiv. So first, the Gemara asks the question that posach b'kad v'sayim b'chavius. The Mishnah starts off with a kad, which is a smaller barrel, and it ends off. It says v'im huzak bo bal hachavius chayiv. Hachavius usually means a bigger barrel. So how come? Utanah nami, also there's a Mishnah later like this. Utanah nami, we also learned that if one person walking through the Rishus Rabim is carrying his barrel, and the next one is carrying a beam, a long piece of wood. Now, nishbaro kadoi shel zeh b'karosho shel zeh, if this one broke his barrel when he bumped into the other one's beam, v'alocher is potter, since they both have a right to walk b'Rishus Rabim, he's potter. But again, the diak is posach b'chavius to sign the kad. The Mishnah there starts off with talking about a chavius, a big barrel, and it ends off with a kad, a smaller one. Well, tana nami, there's also Mishnah later on Kuf Tez Vav, it says zerbo b'chavita shoyayin. Somebody was walking carrying a barrel of wine. The zerbo b'kadish shodvash, and the second person was walking with a smaller barrel of honey. And we're talking about in the case that honey is more valuable, worth more than wine. Now what happened was Nistaka Chavius Shel Dvash, the one that was holding the barrel of wine, his barrel broke, cracked. So the other person, Veshofach Zeyenoi, the other person spilled out his wine, emptied out his barrel of wine, Veitzelech Hadvash Letoicha, and he saved the other one's honey, that the honey should go into his barrel. So the locher is Ein Loi Elos Chore, he only has a right to collect. In other words, the one that threw out his wine, the Balayayin, only has the right to collect from the Bal HaDvash for the schar, for the payment of his work that he did. He's like a worker for him, the fact he worked to save his Dvash. But he doesn't get the payment for the fact that he wasted his wine, because I didn't tell you to do it, you did it on your own, therefore I don't have to pay you. The Akopon of the Deek is also here. Postach the Karasatsov saying he had a kad, Shel Dvash, and was saying the chavius and ends up saying that his chavius a bigger barrel. So the question is why? How come it changes over from kad to chavius? Some of Papa answers and says, "Hainu kad, hainu chavius." That really means it's the same thing. A kad and a chavius are both called the same thing. And the main ask me, what's the difference? If I sell, that if somebody asks for a chavius and I give him a kad, it's not called a mekach tois. The sale is called a good sale. So the Gemara says, "Heichidam, what's the case talking about?" Ilaim, if you want to tell me, be asro dekado like korachovius, and a place that is small like a pitcher is not called a barrel. Vechovius like korakada, and a barrel is not called a pitcher. In other words, each one is called separately. One is bigger, one is small. If so, holikori, people don't call it that way. Holikori law. So for sure, you can't say if somebody says I want to buy a chovius, and the guy gives him a card, you can't say it's a good mecher, because we know clearly when you say a chavius, you mean a big barrel, and not a pitcher. So Mora says, "Lo tzricha teiwani." The chiddush here is deruba kori lo lekada, kada lechavius or lechavita chavita. Most of the people in this town taka call a pitcher, and a barrel a big barrel. But the ikonama, there are some people that kori lechavita kada that call a kada, call a chavita kada. They call a pitcher a chavita. Or lekada chavita, and they call a barrel by the name of a pitcher. So therefore, madatayim, I would have thought to say, zilba saruba, you have a right to say you're from the robe of the people. And therefore you want to say it's a mekach tois. In other words, somebody went into the city and said, I want to buy a chavita. And the guy, and he paid money for it, and the guy gave him like a card, a small pitcher. So I would have thought to say, the guy has a right to say, listen, I'm from the robe of the people, so when I say chavita, I mean a chavita, I mean a big barrel. And therefore you gave me the small pitcher, that's not what I wanted. So the